Hey, business casual listeners. I've been using the Brio air purifier for a little under a month, and I'm highly impressed with the performance. It has drastically improved my indoor air quality, and its patent advanced particle removal technology is second to none. It's also incredibly convenient to use and maintain, making it an ideal choice for anyone looking to improve their home air quality. I've noticed a few cool things so far. You can feel the air becoming clean. It dries out the air a bit, so using this with a humidifier would be ideal for those who like to retain some moisture in the air. My ceiling fans, where I use Brio most often, has less dust buildup. Some need to know starter info. When I first plugged the Brio in and let it run, it had a strong plastic smell due to high heat injection molding residue. Wiping the Brio down with soap, water, and a microfiber cloth, then allowing it time to fully dry, helped significantly. A surprise use case I did not expect was when my wife was cooking and the salmon got away from her, and the smoke in the house started to fill the kitchen. I quickly grabbed a towel and began to fan the smoke from the smoke detector, not to wake up my sleeping 6-month baby. I realized this would be an excellent job for Brio. I grabbed it from the living room and plugged it into the kitchen, making the job of not setting the smoke detector off a breeze. In just 2 weeks, it helped my air quality and dust accumulation and helped stop my baby from waking up. Do you even have to ask? Yes, I recommend the Brio. As a special offer for my listeners, use code MYLES, MYLES 15 to get 15% off the Brio. And let me know what you think about this incredible machine in the comments. Peace. Bye. Welcome back. Welcome back to Business Casual. I'm your host, Miles Brown. And today, the episode is about growing. Growing is a ever expanding thing, and in business, growing can mean so many different things for your own individual life. And the bigger something gets from growth, the more it requires. And sometimes it requires so much, and then out of the blue, it requires very little. Because the Father always gives us the right piece to the puzzle to make the impossible possible. And if we just stay faithful, all things are possible through him that serves the Lord. And I love my business because I get to see firsthand how many souls are out there, just really good people who really want to do the right thing in life. And you also get to see up close people who just want to get by. They don't have a moral compass. It's just you let me in. I'm in, and I'm going to get what I can. Until you find out I'm not the right person. And I think that has a lot to do with cultural fit, because at Senate Cleaning, I develop a culture of independence, discipline, the highest of morality and choices. And
I put you in an area to win. You can ask any question. No question is a dumb question. We just want to rectify at the highest level any issue that presents itself. And you get to learn people and what they deem important and what they don't. And you get to see their decision makings up close, and you actually get to really evaluate, like, wow, if I let myself go in this area, it's not just affecting this area, it's affecting my whole life. Because when you don't do things like you're doing them unto the Father, and you do them haphazardly, they tend to fall to pieces and unravel, even though the Lord gave you everything you needed to accomplish the goal, you didn't because you rushed, you wanted it your way, you overpromised and under-delivered because you were thinking how you would do it or set it up. And it's so much more in stone when the Lord ordains and moves you up and says, okay, now you're ready for this. But most people these days are not willing to put in the time and dedication to become somebody. It's a very short attention span and nothing really tells me more about you as a employee than your character. Like, you got one or two times to do a low morale thing around me, and where you're gone. And if it's early enough, you're gone immediately. But it's about morality, character, and making the right choices. When you know the answers, make the right choices. It might be tough. Like the other day, I had to drive back to make sure that a door was locked. You know, like the choice was we think it was locked, but we not for sure. So what do? You make the high character the decision to go out there, check the door, make sure that they're locked, and inconvenience yourself in one night, but remain moral and have that character that ensures you're the team for the job. A major blow to the workforce is that there's not trust in fellow man. Because you used to could rely on a neighbor or this person or that person to look out for your back, but it's so all for self that the crash is always around the corner and you have to mitigate, mitigate, mitigate. Because people are the most dangerous thing on this planet. And trying to lead them in any way can be a chaotic move. And that's why there has to be a ton of vetting and weeding and, you know, going through the weeds to find these character individuals that will show up and do the right thing. And that is the job. The job is the people, the job is the labor. And if you provide good labor, good service, people tend to keep you around. And just like in anything, if you provide bad services or products, people tend to move on, figure it out a different way. So every day when you wake up, you are fighting. to survive. You are actually fighting to remain the top choice. That's what life is. It's a rat race. It is a, how do we get from point A to point Z, A to Z? And we don't have the answers. The Father has the answers. We have to have faith that he knows what he's doing, and we have to have patience to allow him to guide us, even when it feels uncomfortable. And it feels uncomfortable a lot, because when you're with the Lord, he's elevating at a God speed, and you have to hold on tight when the blessings and favor and grace and honor and glory is around, because your atmosphere does change and it becomes rare air. And you see, most people can't sustain in that walk with the Lord. And you know why? Because it's a sacrifice. This world is as wicked as it can possibly be. And that means it's as tempting as it can possibly be. That's why it's wicked. The temptation to escape reality is Apple Vision Plus level, retina displays, and all of this power and processing power in these small chips. They are highly, highly addictive. They're amazing tools that will do great things, but at what cost to your soul? Because it's just like the old folks said, don't let the thing have you. You need to have the thing. And these artificial intelligence infused technologies are super duper powerful, and they're really addictive. And in America, we have a terrible opioid addiction sweeping the nation. And we have a different addiction sweeping the nation, and it is junk social media. Things, it's like junk food. Nothing that'll move the needle and put you in a better situation. It's mostly, here's some information, just enough information to put you in the loop. And the loop is to keep you going round and round and round and never getting to doing what it is that you're looking at. And so you have to ask guidance from the Lord to straighten your path and straighten your narrow and put you back in alignment with his steps being ordered for your life. And the more you trust him, the more you align with him, the more you sacrifice for him, the more you fast for him, the more you gain a closer relationship with him, the more powerful the atmosphere you will dwell in. And that's an atmosphere that people can see and feel on you. And Moses glowed. We still have the ability to glow. We still have the ability to see miraculous things done, to heal people, to facilitate God's, Yahweh's glory on earth. He's still using people. I'm one. I believe that the Father will achieve, already has achieved great things from me, and I dedicate my future to him and what he has for life going forward. And whatever he want me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And until next time, I'm your host, Miles Brown. Peace.